This is the International Relations class. We have Thomas Malang and myself. What I will do today is to introduce the class, say something about the rules here, the organization of the class, and then I will move to the question and answer session. So I was asking you, and obviously also me, what are the biggest challenges the world faces today? And the good thing for you, but perhaps also a little bit depressingly for you, is we will address a lot of these challenges in this class. And these range from climate change over development issues, how economically developed the different parts of the world are, the global north and the global south. We will talk indirectly about populism as it is reflected in policies certain states adopt. Trump and trade, just to mention two words here in this context. We will talk about the politics of pandemics, at least indirectly. And in the beginning of the class, we will talk a lot about political violence across the world. And now my question to Thomas is, do you still get this back, or do we have now?
No, I guess we are fine.
So we are fine. That's that's just wonderful. So let's go for it and continue with this. So what else is here on the plate? International politics is the general term here. This is used interchangeably in this class with international relations and with world politics. In one of the textbooks for this class, the one by Friedan, Lake, and Schultz, there is just one definition, but this definition is very broad and not very precise. If you go to the Oxford Living Dictionary, then international relations and international politics is just defined as a policy or politics based on considerations affecting the world as a whole. For us, it's important that it deals with interrelationships between states, but states are not the only actors, obviously, who are affecting international politics. When you look at the organization of this class within the larger curriculum, here, then you see here that this is one of the core lectures through which all of the students have to go. So at least in political science, you have three basic substantive classes: political theory, comparative politics, to which you were already exposed, and then international relations. International relations is a very broad field, and this tells you already something about the structure of the class. As I said in the beginning, here we will focus on conflict processes, largely political violence, violence between states, violence within states, and try to understand why this happens. What are the escalatory processes leading to political violence? How can political violence be prevented? How can conflicts be managed in an active fashion? This is closely linked to a second topic, foreign policy analysis. So we will look at how political decisions are made, what are the actors that influence this, media, public opinion, and so on. Then in about mid-December, we will move to the broad field of international political economy. Here, a set of international governmental organizations play a crucial role, like the Bretton Woods institutions, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank, but also other institutions. They will be introduced together also with the World Trade Organization, and how we can understand cooperation between states in this domain of international economic politics. The last part of the class is then comparative regional integration, and this will then lead over to European Union decision making, and this is taught, and also the largest part of international political economy, by Thomas Malang. So I will give the introduction to this class and also for the study of conflict processes and so on. So who are the actors in international politics? I already mentioned some of them. So we have here, obviously, interactions between states. Within the states, you have governments, you have parliaments, you have voters, you have parties, you have associations, and you have the civil societies organized in national governmental organizations. And the interaction between these states is what we call international relations. But governments also cooperate formally with each other in international governmental organizations, or you have associations or parties and actors from the civil society who collaborate with each other in international non-governmental organizations, which are also known through the abbreviation INGOs. Okay, what is clear in this class is that we will focus on the explanation of outcomes. So we are not that much interested in the big meta theories, but I will nevertheless expose to you some of these meta theories in the coming weeks. But what is important to explain outcome is that three considerations are taken into account. These are interests, interactions, and institutions. So actors have specific interests, they are goal-oriented, they try to affect then final outcomes, but what matters is the interactions with these of these actors. This also means to study these interactions, you have to know a little bit about game theory. So the first pre-recorded class that you find on the internet that this can be streamed by you deals with very basic game theory, and this helps you to understand these interactions. Obviously, some of these interactions are rule-based. So, for instance, in international organization, you have the rule of one state, one vote, the unanimity rule. This affects then what kind of outcomes we observe. Okay, so this is a little bit the basic philosophy, and much more about this will become clearer in the individual sessions. What do you have to do in this class is to read and to read and to read, but obviously also to understand. And there are two basic textbooks for the first part, conflict and also international political economy. We have the very successful textbook by Jeff Friedan from Harvard University and his co-authors David Lake and Kenneth Schultz, who are based at two universities in California. And then we also have the textbook by Simon Hicks from London School of Economics and Political Science and Björn Jolland, The Political System of the European Union. A new edition of this book is announced, but it's not yet out. I'm not sure whether it will be published during the remainder of this class. Perhaps Thomas knows more about this. So
I just said we are not sure if the Hicks and Hoyland textbook will be updated. We hope the best, but we don't know. I uploaded the old chapters, and I will either develop with you together the updated version for the new developments of the last 10 years, or we read the new one. It doesn't matter, because we have some time until 2021. So in January, we start with the European Union. I'm looking forward to that, and I will hand over again to Gerald.
There are additional readings. These are scientific articles, and sometimes they are just open ads, commentaries from newspapers. And you will use these commentaries, the short text, also for the tutorials. So there are six tutorials assigned to this class. I come back to the tutorials later on. The important thing is, and I repeat myself here a little bit, that you really should read the assigned readings before the class Perhaps it's even wise that you do so before you watch the videos on the streaming platform. Okay, so this leads me then to the goals, rules, and assignments. And I repeat myself here under the second point, you see it, that you should read this, you should watch the pre-recorded lectures. I have pre-recorded all my lectures, so they are will be uploaded. The one for tomorrow is already uploaded. In addition to the reading assignment, you have to write and submit two short essays on questions that we will ask. You will receive a set of questions and you can choose one. These essays should have a maximum length of 800 words only. And then there will be a final examination. You can only participate in this final examination if you have submitted your two short essays. We unfortunately do not yet know the dates when the final examination will take place and the second examination. So they're scheduled somewhere for mid-February, but we do not know the dates yet. I have asked repeatedly, believe me, but in this situation, we simply do not know. The university does not know how the teaching will be organized then from January onwards. Most likely we will opt then for an examination that will take place in the gymnastics hall or another place, but you will be informed on time. Okay, here you see the deadlines for the two graded essays. So you have three attempts, one this year, two next year, and you have always 1 week time for writing and handing over your essay. So we will provide you with the questions on Tuesdays, and 1 week later, at latest, you have to upload your essay on Ilias within, and then it will be graded by us. For the final grade, 70% is the examination, which is the multiple choice examination. And then the essays carry a weight of 15% each, as you also see here on the slide. Okay, as I said, there are obligatory tutorials which you should attend regularly. What you should do now is to decide which will be your tutorial. So you see here, the tutorials start this week on Tuesday at 5 o'clock. They are organized by Big Blue Button, and you will find the information on how to reach these tutorials on the Ilias website of this class. And then you have tutorials all through Friday. So you have to decide for one tutorial. We try to reach a more or less equal distribution of participants across the six tutorials. Our tutors, whose name you see here, will help us to organize then the tutorials. So in week 1 to 5, you have Konstantin Betz, a doctoral student who is the tutor. And then from week 6 onwards, you have master students who share this task. So unlike in other lectures, all of the tutors are master students or in case of Konstantin, doctoral students. Okay, so first we have then Ann-Kathrin Klöckner, then Otto Meyer-Schwabetissen, then Miriam Heinrich, and Sarah Laubach comes in week 10. And then some of them have a second gig later on. They will be very actively engaged, but please don't forget the tutorials are not there for the repetition of the lectures. So the tutors will not act as professors and just repeat what Thomas and I were trying to convey during our lectures. So if you have very specific questions about our teaching, about the lectures, then ask them rather in the tutorials. If you have some general questions, then you can use for this the forum, which is active on the ILIAS website. And every week you can ask questions, written questions to us until noon on Tuesday. And we will go through these questions, and depending on how many questions, obviously you ask, answer at least the most important ones, the more general ones, during then a chat session, which is available for you between 4 and 4:30 p.m. on Tuesday. And I have sent around here the WebEx code through which you can find access for this then for tomorrow. So please ask here on the forum general questions, but as the teaching is pre-recorded, if you do not understand this, go back to the assigned readings or listen to the more interesting, the more relevant parts of our lectures, perhaps a second time. And then you still also have the tutorials to ask questions and to make the tutorials, which are obviously live sessions, then as active as possible. Okay, I have some further rules here, and this is what I already said, but since this is important, I will briefly repeat it. So there is a forum which is open until noon every week. Then we have the chat session, and I will not be available in 2 weeks' time, as I will be in a panel of the European Science Foundation at this moment. I will move this to another slot. I do not have the exact schedule received from Brussels for this, so I will send around an email about that. Anyway, there will be interaction, a possible interaction with the chat function. How you will receive this chat function, we do not know at the moment. This is a little bit a trial and error exercise for us too. I hope to meet you there in an active way and to have discussions about this class in general with you, and also then occasionally ask you on how this virtual semester works for you. Okay, so, and then I would like to stop my presentation here by repeating that we are really looking forward to working with you given the circumstances we are all in. So, and probably Thomas has received tons of questions from you, and we might now move to him.
There weren't that many questions. I don't know if we officially announced that everyone can basically ask questions via the chat. There was one question, how to sign up for the tutorials. There seems to be not yet a function on ILIAS for this tutorial distribution. I don't know. I guess we check this directly after class with the tutors how to do this. But we also had no strict rule what happens if the distribution of the tutorials are completely skewed distributed. I don't know if we assign then the students to different tutorials or if it simply doesn't make a difference. We will discuss this afterwards, but this won't be the problem where this whole endeavor fails, I guess. There was another question. I am a student of linguistics and have not taken politics class. Can I still participate, or will the class be too hard? This is rather an open question. I can only repeat what Gerard said. If you read a lot, and since you are a linguistics student, then you seem to be quite familiar with reading or this language stuff. So I guess it's doable for everybody who intends really to work hard. So there seems to be no formal prerequisites so the political science students have that are needed to understand the topics of the class, I assume.
Just to give another indication here, you probably have to talk to your department whether you can take this class and whether it's advisable. You probably should have an education or have had an equivalent to a methods class, but I guess since you are studying linguistics, that we can take this as a given, and the rest you will see. I mean, we do not engage into policy of deterrence to sound very hard to you, but we obviously expect you to work, meaning that you read and come to class in a prepared fashion so that the tutorials are also more interesting for you.
There was another question: where can we find the readings, especially the world politics chapters, I guess the Friedenreich Schulz chapters. I think everything should be uploaded in Ilias, except for the Higgs and Heuland chapters, where I still wait, but I can upload the old ones tomorrow.
So the world politics book is available from the library. And as far as I know, there are also ebooks available from that. If this is not the case, or if there are too few ebooks, then I will get in touch with the library, and then you will have this within a very short period of time.
This is also what Konstantin now says: the book will not be uploaded by us.
Yeah, but there's a copyright issue with that. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Meaning there are exactly tons of versions in the library, and maybe there ebooks.
I mean, there's a new 2019 edition, but this textbook does not change from one version to the other one that much. So you can easily also read the 2016 edition.
There's a last private message, but it's rather interesting for everyone. Is there already a date when the final exam will take place? It's in the week of the exams, but we cannot schedule this on the day at the moment, because it's simply the pandemic forces us to be a little bit flexible here, since our main goal is to have basically a final exam where you participate in person and not a remote open book class at home. So we also have to be a little bit, or we have to wait for the facilities that could be used, and this will only, I guess, turn out in January or something.
Yeah, I mean, as I've said before, I've asked repeatedly when the dates will be. They cannot say to us. So this is beyond our competence and influence to tell you something definite about that. But the only thing that I can tell you, there will be a final examination.
Yeah. And if you read a lot, then you will pass the exam. There is another question here. I'm not yet 100% sure on when the lectures will be. I understand there are two a week, but when will the second one take place?
So it's pre-recorded. So it's up to you when you will watch the videos. You can do so at midnight. You can do so at 2 o'clock in the morning. Basically, I do not care. But you should have done the consumption of the videos, the watching of the videos until noon on Tuesday.
The confusion maybe arises from the fact that this week there is only one video, because this fantastic live thingy here is session one, and then the other video for this week is already uploaded, and then there will be two video sessions a week uploaded.
So Leo, you're completely right here. So there will be two sessions uploaded per week. And as I've said beforehand, my remaining 12 sessions should be uploaded quite quickly, but it's not me who does this. This does the Kim of this university. I see it's people thank us for a lot for what we have done, and I hope that you keep good spirits until the end of this class. The one thing that I can say, the topics of the first weeks, they're a little bit grisly. So we talk a lot about political violence, but I can also tell you that as soon as Thomas takes over and as soon as Christmas is approaching, the world looks then much better. I also hope politically, in case you have an American passport like my son, please go vote and make this world a better place.
No last words from my side. It couldn't get better than this.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. If there are no further questions from your side, now I see now something. Pierre, you're completely right. I mean, for some of you, this will be the first quasi-scientific article that you are writing. I uploaded some slides on how to write academic prose, so you have to consult this, and you will receive some instructions or further instructions in the tutorial.
Again, a tutorial question.
According to what should we choose, which tutorial attend when you have time, basically, and if there are empty spaces left, I guess we will discuss this with the tutors, and maybe we are able to upload an example essay. As Konstantin Betz already said in the chat function, you will learn how to write an essay also in the tutorials. And there was another question, and you should attend only one tutorial per week. So you decide for one tutorial and then go there. And since it's always the same tutors for every week, there won't be much qualitative difference between the different tutorials within 1 week. And because all the tutors are great, there will also no be qualitative difference between the weeks, okay?
There are further questions here that the student version of the World Politics book should be completely be perfect, but try to get not the first version of the book, but perhaps one of the further versions, the further editions of the book. Teresa, you will not be assigned to a tutorial if you sign up for one specific tutorial. But I mean, if it's very unequally distributed, we might have to put some people to other tutorials. So we hope that this will not be an organizational nightmare. We hope that there is something like the hidden force of markets that organizes this directly without much intervention from our side. Hannah, we will see how we answer the questions that are posed. Probably something will be written by us, and as I said beforehand, we will probably have then also similar format than to the one you just experience here. Some answers might be simply written then in the chat function on WebEx, and I will not summarize then my lecture by written text. So, but it's a trial and error situation. We try to find good solutions for everyone here. The papers and articles are mostly already uploaded. I will check with my assistant tomorrow whether this is the case for everything. She told me that some of the short newspaper articles might not be ready, but they will be ready within a very short period of time, for sure.
The last question, I'm not sure, but Gerald will interrupt me. Do we have to register for the final exam? Yeah, there's the internal register structure from the department, I guess. So you have to register via the student's office. Or
you have a very, very long time until you can sign up for this class. So I think this will only be next year, on the beginning of next year. And when you sign up, this also means that you have to participate in the final examination, provided that you have written the two essays. And then I always tell students, you should opt for the first examination, because in case you fail, then when you only go for the second examination, then you would have basically to repeat the class in order to get a grade. You have to do so to search for the books independently. Who is going to win tomorrow? Ask me someone privately. I do not know, but I mean, I believe in social science, and social science says that the chance for Biden to win is something around 70 or 80%. So I'm not a religious person, but sometimes I think, let's pray. Anything else? If not, then Thomas has said goodbye. We would like to thank the people from Kim here who have assisted us of making this a success and slightly interactive. And I also say goodbye to you. And then I see some of you at least then in the chat tomorrow. Okay.
Exactly.
Thank you. Bye-bye.